Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jess E.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They pony in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recoup and lay around. Time to build my juice back up, pop stack up, suckers get smacked up. Don't doubt the clout, you know what I'm about. Knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out, shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge.
All right, you guys. Hey, it's Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jess E.
That's right, everybody.
We're here tonight again live for you. Comic Strip Live basement.
Ooh, doing it big like we always do.
Jesse always does it big. Today we got Chuck Nice here with us.
Yes.
The one and only.
What's happening?
Dancing
yo, man.
To,
yo, that was hot.
I love that song.
That was Eric B. and Rakim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Back in the day, man. That's when fucking rap music was worth something.
Dude, they used to love. You know what I mean? And that was one of the best. You seen Juice?
Yeah,
right?
I saw Juice.
Tupac.
Yeah,
Omar Epps.
Tupac, Omar
Epps. One of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah, man. Shoot.
They don't even make hood movies anymore.
Thank God.
No, I used to love them, man. No, Boys man. In the Hood, Juice.
Oh, man, because I didn't grow up. I mean, I was born in the hood. I was born at 5414 Pine Street in Philadelphia, West Philadelphia, born and raised. And this shit ain't no Fresh Prince. This was some real, this was a real deal. It was a bad neighborhood, terrible. I used to get my ass beat every single day. Every day I got my ass beat. And my parents knew that in order for us to have a chance as children, they had to get us out of this awful neighborhood. And so we moved, and we moved to the suburbs. And I saw somebody from my old neighborhood. They said, "How do you like it?" I was like, "Man, it's just white people. That's all it is." And I love them. I love them because no one hits me. No one hits me in where I live now. It's amazing. Like, I go to school and I come home without one bruise. It's awesome.
That's a productive day. Yeah, so you're not watching hood movies. You're living the hood movies.
Exactly.
You're like, I don't want to see that shit. I don't have nightmares.
Exactly.
It's flashbacks.
It's a non-flashback for me.
Exactly.
I leave the theater like, medic!
I went to school in Philly, so yeah, West Philly was bad, man.
Yeah,
those places you didn't want to go hang out. That's for damn sure.
No.
That where the Fresh Prince is supposed to be from?
Well, that's where he's supposed to be from. That's the whole point of West Philly. You know, on the playground is where I spent my. No, you didn't. You didn't spend time on the playground when you grew up in West Philly because you got shot.
You spent time in the hospital.
Right.
Spending time in the hospital is where I spent most of my days.
Funny. Yeah.
So you ever on that playground that he was spinning the guy, he was getting spun around in his head?
Actually, I know that playground.
Is it a real playground?
It's a real playground, man.
That's
yeah, that's true. That where that playground is, it's called Cobbs Creek.
Cobbs Creek.
Cobbs Creek Park is where that is. And that is also where they would dump bodies.
That sounds like a good place to go play.
Yeah, he trips over a dead body.
Right. Yeah, you know, go play where the dead bodies are, son. You know, that's basically what Cobbs Creek was. You know, it's a little better now. But
look at you now.
Yeah.
Now you're on TV.
Now I'm on TV.
Yeah, what are you doing? What shows you got? Go
on. God, let's see. I'm still doing World's Dumbest on True TV. I've been doing that for years. Show keeps getting popular. Still working for VH1, doing all their little talking head shows. I got my own show on HGTV called Home Strange Home, where I go around the country and tour people's homes that live in like really weird houses. Mm. But the cool thing about the show is I don't meet the people. I don't see the house. I know nothing about it.
Oh, so
I show up
in.
On the day of the shoot at the time. As soon as I show up, we start rolling. And it's just like, hi. And I walk in and they take me around their house. And some of them, it's really cool because I never know what it's going to be. So like we go from a dude who started out with Bill Gates, right? Mm. Like one of the coolest houses. There's a kid, this cat man. So he started out with Bill Gates, right? And needless to say, he's a gazillionaire. And he lives on Pacific Coast Highway.
Yeah.
So now he wanted a beach house. So he buys a little piece of the beach, okay? Which I didn't even know you could do. Actually buy a piece of the beach.
Wow. Really?
So now the piece of the beach that he bought, they sold it to him for, I think, $60,000+.
That's it?
That's it. Now, here's why. They didn't tell him, they kind of duped him. on the beach, there's a huge boulder. And when I say huge boulder, I mean it's the size
like
of
Flintstones.
Yeah, it's
boulder.
Like a Flintstones. Like you're waiting for a brontosaurus to pick this thing up, you know, like Fred with the bit in its mouth, and you know. And they told him, hey, by the way, after he signed the papers, you can't move that boulder. It's a historic landmark.
Oh, shit.
So now this guy is so rich as a fuck you to the city.
Love those.
He said, okay, I'm not going to move it. He hollowed the boulder out and built his house inside of it.
Really?
Wow. So now he's got a two-story glass front beach house that's built inside of a fucking boulder that sits on the beach.
So this is a big.
Awesome.
This is bigger than I thought it was when you were saying it's
boulder.
A big boulder. Jesus, yeah. The guy built a house in
he
it?
He built a house in the boulder. So
and he could do that? He couldn't get as long as you don't move it?
As long as you don't move it. He beat him at their own game. So now when you drive by his house from the outside, all you see is a giant rock. And then you go around front, and it's this awesome glass front two-story home.
Wow.
It's, you know, so it's
rich.
It goes from like homes like
punch
that.
A wall in that house.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, he gets mad at his girl.
Son of a bitch.
That's the fourth knuckle I broke this year.
Yeah. In the hospital. Even in Malibu, yeah. They're spending their days in the hospital.
That ain't drywall. That ain't drywall.
That's a historic landmark that you just ran your fist into, stupid.
But it's homes like that too. Then I'm outside of San Diego, and there's this guy. Now I should have known because he calls himself Weird Steve.
That's a good name.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Right now, that lets you know you in for something.
I'm going to Weird Steve's house
right.
Today.
Who says right. That unless you're buying drugs?
It's on the call sheet. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going over to Weird Steve's, you know, and I got to pick up some meth.
Oh, I totally understand.
Right. Yeah. You know. So anyway, this dude, man, basically his house, he's a hoarder, and I didn't know. We didn't realize. Man. And it's very depressing.
Wow.
So, you know, his house, he's very orderly. It's not like the hoarders that you see.
Yeah, there's no like dead cats.
Yeah, nothing like that.
He's a neat freak hoarder.
He's a neat freak hoarder, and his house is filled top to bottom with Victorian artifacts, okay, sculptures, arts, paintings, and Halloween shit.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right? Right?
I was just about to be like, all right, at least he's not hoarding garbage. And then you threw in the Halloween shit. Yeah.
Is it expensive Halloween shit?
No, man, it's like the dollar store crap, man.
He's got the old school plastic masks.
Exactly, man. And it's so anyway, the dude is creeping me out because, I mean, the house is ridiculous. It's ridiculous, right? But the funny thing is, when we get ready to go in, he says, hey, man, we can't go in the basement, okay? And I'm like,
I'm leaving
and
now.
And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, dude, it's your house. Like, we don't have to go anywhere you don't want to go, you know? And so then we walk in, and I make a wrong turn, and he goes, hey, I said we can't go in the basement. And I told the producer, I was like, we got to get out of here.
That's where the bodies are.
Right. Yeah. I was like, because guess what? I don't want to be an accessory to anything.
Yeah, yeah. The basement. That's where all that's my where more realistic Halloween decorations are.
Yeah. You go down there, and he's got, like, women and kittens in chains.
And kittens.
This is a mummy. Oh, yeah, how many years ago?
Two.
Oh, it was last week.
Right.
Yeah,
just got done wrapping it up.
Yeah, exactly, man. You have any extra tape on you?
Exactly.
That's creepy, man. What the fuck? Don't go in the basement. I don't even want to go inside, period.
Why would you sign up for a show if you don't want people going all over your
because
house?
We pay these people to be on the show.
Oh.
So, you know, apparently it was enough money for him to do
it. He told you
it.
That on camera, though, or he said it off to the side?
Well, no, he said off to the side, don't go in the basement. That's what creeped me out. Like, if you say don't go in the basement on camera, either you're the dumbest serial killer ever.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Or you're just embarrassed about something in the basement. Yeah.
Let's go back to the Boulder house. Yeah, this is freaking me out. At least that guy built his house on a rock.
There's a serial killer on Chuck's show.
Yeah. Don't move that boulder. Don't move that boulder. You don't know what's under there.
For weeks afterwards, I was expecting to get a call from him just saying, you know, so tell me, Clarice, you know, do you still hear the bleating of the lambs? Like, you know, like, damn.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Sir Charles Kindness. I love that name. I love J.R. calls you that.
Yeah.
Charles Kindness.
Well, you know, Vic Henley actually is the one.
Is he the one that came up?
He's the one who came up with Sir Charles Kindness.
Charles
That's Chuck
Kindness.
Nice. Makes me sound so much more than I am.
Sounds like your porn name.
Yeah, that would be a nice Sir Charles Kindness.
Sir Charles Kindness is about to bang the shit out of this broad.
think it'd be a good series.
We'll be right back. Exactly. Wait to see Sir Charles bust. Always ends up getting dirty. What the fuck, man? We're talking about weirdos' houses. Weird Steve. Where are we shooting today? Weird Steve's house. Okay. Be right there. Should I drive myself or should I just go ahead and just sell my shit because I'm going to die at the end of the day?
I love the fact that we're down here in the basement drinking.
Well, it's wasted time.
This is crazy.
That's the whole point, man.
Dude, this is a really cool concept you got going on here. You just get drunk comics after they come off stage. What a crazy concept. It's like, yeah, because who's going to say no?
Exactly.
You're fucked up. Hey. Right? You're already drinking. Like, who's going to say, nah, man, that's cool, man. I'm good, right? No, it's like, oh, what, you got a podcast in the basement? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, damn, I just spilled my liquor. Look, all the equipment. Damn.
Hey, but that's the fun of the podcast, though. Hey, we got Kirk Smith here.
Yeah. Oh shit, man. Let me clean this up.
Oh man. Dad, Chuck spilled his drink, but you know that's expected when you're doing a show called Wasted Time.
You ain't lying, man.
Kirk, jump on the microphone over there. Put on some headphones.
Somebody throws a drink on the table. Kirk Smith.
That's right. Yeah.
Kirk Smith,
exactly.
Everybody.
Cue Kirk Smith.
Give it up to him. Give it up for him. Kirk Smith, everybody.
Kirk's a comedian, also. What else do you do?
I fundraise. Yeah, it's not as exciting as touring serial killers' houses, but yeah, I like how in the story the guy with the boulders, the regular guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this regular guy, he hollows out boulders, but the weirdo.
Exactly. The like guy. If the boulder got it, you know, then you're like weird boulder guy.
Yeah.
We're going to weird boulder guy's house. What are you talking about? He lives in a boulder. Okay.
I wish. I got to tell you, man, the thing I learned about this show has taught me that there are far too many people in America with too much money. I am dead serious. Like I get so upset. I was in Dallas last week, and Dallas is a money town, man. There's a lot of money in Dallas. A lot
it's
of people.
Oil
I moved
town.
Here from Dallas. Yeah.
Oh, did you, man? Yeah, so you know what I'm talking
but
about.
But we also have we call it the 30,000 in here, where it's like guy makes 30,000. Lives in a tiny apartment, but drives a brand new Mercedes.
Right.
He's got all the clothes.
Right.
Got the hair gel.
And he's out every night
every
of the
night,
week.
Spends all his money at the bar.
Right.
Knows everybody.
Yeah, but you also have like serious.
And then you also have, yeah, the old.
Serious old school oil money, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And these guys, like, they're losing their mind because they were so upset that Mitt Romney did not become president.
Ugh. And surprised. That's the other thing. You can't be that surprised.
Not only were they surprised, but literally, I mean, it was like watching a Boston fan after a Yankees game and the Yankees won. I mean, that's how bad it was. I mean, people were like, they were pulling out razor blades and just, you know, like, I'm like, dude, put the blade away, man. It's going to be okay, man. You don't have to kill yourself. But that, and it's because they feel like, and I realize this, when you're this rich, 4%, now you raise my taxes 4%. And, you know, I'm not even bragging. I'm in the top 2%, okay? What I'm going to say. I'm in the top 2% of America. You raise my taxes 4%, I will feel it, but I'm not going to bitch about it, okay? All I want is effective government. But the reason why I'm not going to bitch about it is because it's not a lot of money.
No,
right. It's not a lot of money. These guys, you're talking like literally
millions
and millions of dollars. That's the kind of money they have. And it's we're at a point in America where rich people just feel like, look, I'm fucking rich. I deserve to be rich. That's it.
Fuck you.
Right.
I think you're right, though. I think the economics, like how much it works out, because I'm not in the top 2%. So like if you raise mine 4%, I pay you an extra $620s or something.
Like it's $143.
Yeah, there you go. Here's your extra
money. I'm in the 0%. I make nothing.
If your check, if you have to add like an extra zero to a $100,000 check, yeah, you feel that. You're like,
it's crowded at the top. People don't realize. I mean, it's like when you think about it, like the 1% they have. What is it? Like, is it 64% of the wealth in the country? That's insane.
We're doing math problems.
Yeah, I know. You know what? This is what I do when I get drunk. Now you can see why nobody wants to hang out with me.
Straight to politics.
Right. Nobody wants to hang out with me. I have a couple drinks. I'm just like, let me tell you about
Mitt Romney.
Chuck's great when he's sober. He's funny. Then he gets drunk and he's doing math problems on podcasts.
The basement. Yeah. What's going on the
what
basement
is wrong with this guy?
Quicks, what's the 2% of the top 4% of the quarter of a million people that are paying 2% of the 3% of the 4% that they owe? Give
B.
me a shot.
I'm going with
yeah.
B.
Yes, the answer is D.
Yeah, exactly. All of the above.
It's all of the above. Always. Always. But yeah, man, it's pretty wild. That's what this job has taught me, is that there are far too many people with way too much money in this country, man.
Well, so then now this might now people aren't going to want to get rich.
No, well, you know, tell me about it.
Like, the cool thing to be is poor.
I don't
know. You don't have to
that.
Pay
Let's
shit.
Let's not get carried away.
Yeah, hey, exactly. I don't want to be rich, man. Yeah. That's a sucker's game right there, being
so
rich.
So now let me ask you this. Would you rather, okay, now check this out, like on a Biggie tip. More money, more problems, right? Or more money, more problems, right?
I'll take
it. So would you rather, okay, you know you're going to be filthy rich, but you know that it's going to stress the hell out of you,
yeah.
Okay? So you're never going to be at peace, but you're going to have anything that you want. Or would you rather be poor and happy?
Well, I've been poor and happy,
so I'm going to try this other shit out.
I'd like to try the other stuff.
I'm going to try this other shit out.
Let me see how that goes. Poor and happy sucks.
No.
I'm poor and I'm happy. I don't even know if that even is a correct saying. Like, is that even possible?
Oh, dude, that's hilarious.
I'm poor and I'm thrilled to death. I'm a comedian.
I think that's a dream, though, as a comedian, right? That you still get to be happy, and then you hope somebody's going to give you money.
I mean, well, I hope my problem is turning people away that I can't give them money. That's the least of my problem. I'll hire a guy that can tell them no.
Yeah,
hey, your mom's here again. No.
See, that's the fun of being rich, is telling people no, they can't have your money. Yeah, ask my family.
No. What? But, Dad, you're on TV every day. I'm broke.
And the other thing I learned is that rich people aren't happy.
I don't know. I'm not buying into that whole game. I hear that all the time.
Well,
I'm not buying it.
I'm talking about that. And look at we know some. Now, there's some people that we know that are actually rich. They're in this mm-hmm. business. We see them at the club.
Oh, sure.
Let's be honest.
Sure. Oh, of course.
We know who they are.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tell me, any of them motherfuckers you know really have this? What's my language? Listen to me. Any of those guys you know, are they really, like, do they walk in? And I mean, do they fit the image of what you think, like, what you would be if you had their kind of success and their kind of money? You know the dudes I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They don't walk in. I would be walking in just like, what's up?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm here. But they don't. They walk in and they're very like.
But I think that's just comedians in general.
It's comedian millionaires are a
yeah,
weird fucking.
Exactly.
I mean, comedians are already a weird breed as it is, let alone throw
issues.
Some money at them.
Yeah.
And I honestly think most of them don't know what the fuck to do with it.
Maybe that's
they
it.
They still live in shitholes. They still like are yeah. coming in and doing spots
Isn't
for
that
nothing.
Funny?
It's weird.
Still
it is
kind
weird.
Of dressed like they're homeless, and you're like, I know you can afford clothes that fit you properly.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, Now, a couple of them aren't like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you who I love, because he is living the dream as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. And that's Tracy Morgan. Mm. Now you know when you
he
see
seems
Tracy.
Seems like he's having fun.
Tracy looks like he is having a ball.
And he looks confused. But yes, he looks like he's
that's
having fun.
That's even more fun.
He looked confused when he was poor. Let's
yeah,
be
exactly.
honest.
Exactly. Why am I poor?
Right.
This is really confusing. Solve this math problem, Chuck.
Exactly.
I make zero. Why am I poor?
Right, no. Exactly. I don't understand it, Chuck.
But this guy's driving a Lamborghini.
What is
hanging out? He looks
zero.
Like a big kid just having a blast.
That's what I'm talking
I
about.
I mean, I don't know him enough to know if he's at home crying when he goes to bed at night.
I don't
know.
Think he is.
You know?
No.
Sounds like he's having fun to me.
Yeah. No, he's a great guy, but you know what? He's a big kid, and I think that.
Yeah.
But then there's other dudes I won't say because they're not. They don't seem.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk out of turn for, you
some
know.
Some people
but
just
you know
never
the
be
dudes,
happy.
You know, there's some dudes, man, and like you see him. Man, I'll never forget, man. I was standing outside of the Boston Comedy Club.
You want to say his name, don't you?
I want to say his name so bad, but he was real dick, man.
Yeah, go ahead and say it.
Nah.
We'll edit it out later.
Yeah. But everybody knows this, that he's a real dick. But anyway.
Boston? That narrows it
no,
down.
He's not from Boston, but he was at
Boston
outside
comedy.
The bar.
Oh, Boston Comedy
right.
Club.
Right. So anyway, he was
it's
at the Cellar.
Club
he was at the Cellar, and... they sent this kid over to the Cellar to ask him to come over and do a spot. And he basically told the kid to go fuck himself just for asking.
Really?
Yeah. And then he got into his Porsche and drove away. Wow.
That's crazy.
And I was just like, damn, man, did you really have to like come down like a hammer?
Who do I know that has a Porsche?
Yeah, now I'm trying to piece it together.
Who had a Porsche? Like, this has got to be
so
the 90s, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was a little while ago. But I mean, I was just like, but it made an impression on me like, damn, I don't ever want to be that guy. Like, I don't want to be that dude who's just like making money, having success. And then miserable, like just mean,
and furious at everybody. Yeah.
Dude, I'll name a name. When I used to tour at Lampanelli, man, she was getting paid, man. Most miserable person I knew.
She was making a lot of money.
But miserable every day. I mean, she's probably happy now. She's married and stuff. But she was, I'm like, man.
Wait a minute. No. Being married makes you happy? Because I've been married 16 years.
I think, yeah, hey,
that's
I mean,
news
that's.
To me, yeah.
Hey, well, you're a fundraiser.
I'm just. I like the fundraiser.
No, but it's crazy. Some people just never be happy no matter what happens, man. Yeah. It's just, and it's true. I guess you're always going to have problems no matter what. But I would definitely rather have rich problems than, oh my God, the landlord's knocking on the door.
I think that's the answer, that the money's going to solve some of your problems, but it's not going to solve any of your psychological head case issues.
Oh, I'm not even worried about that. I'm more worried about everybody around you being a psychopath and coming after you for your money.
Well, yeah.
That's the insane part.
You know, and the thing is, here's what I realized about myself, right? I used to say, I think one day I will hit the lottery. And by that, I mean metaphorically, whether it's like my career or literally hitting the lottery.
All right.
But I think that will happen when all of my fantasies about hitting the lottery no longer involved hookers and coke. Maybe then I will actually get some money, some real money.
You win the lottery, you have your own staff of hookers.
Yeah, Charlie
Sheen. Like, you guys just stay over there and I'll call for you.
Now, see, there's a guy that I admire, because to me, like, he represents to me, like, what a white man in America should be. And that is somebody who is making money and does not give a damn.
Sorry.
That's okay. I saw Jesse come back.
I'm
down.
Just asking Jesse. I got to
go
do
that we
spot.
Do this. I love that we do this podcast, and it's like in between spots. Motherfuckers are still working.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? We're seating people. You know what I mean?
That's what makes it fun,
that
man.
That is. It's
I gotta,
very cool.
I got to do a spot, but I'm not sure what. I figure they'll come down here and get me when I.
Nah, we'll wrap it up, man. Screw it. You know, how long we been talking?
I don't know. What does it say over there?
22 minutes.
Wow, really?
Damn.
Oh, man, we owe him money. Holy shit. All right, man, we can wrap it up. I mean, it was great having you down here, man. Hopefully you'll do it again when we have more time or you have some.
I love it. I love the show, man. I love it.
It's like, fun, man.
I mean, literally, we are in the basement of Comic Strip Live. I mean, and you know what kills me? Y'all put up like sound blankets like that would make a fucking difference.
Well, we had Mike Burton on here, and his voice was just bing, bing, bing off the walls. It was like the guy was talking in a fucking canyon.
Oh,
we're
man.
Like, all right, so we did whatever we could do to make it better.
To cover up the bloodstains. No, I like it. It's good.
Exactly.
Don't go to the basement. Yeah. Don't go to the basement.
The lines,
Weird
why
Steve
the walls
does not
lined
want
with plastic.
Yeah, exactly. Just in case a guest acts up. The old plastic.
I know why the floor is, because that's how drunk I am. Like, Chuck will pee himself.
And he spilled a drink already. Well, which, you know, if you haven't spilled a drink on Wasted Time, you haven't been a guest on Wasted Time.
Love the show, man. Have me back, please.
Absolutely, man. So, Home and Garden TV, what's the name of the show?
HGTV, man. It's called Home Strange Home. So please watch, because, you know, I need the help. I'm not even going to lie. You know, some people are like, it's a great show, and, you know, and, no, I'm desperate. I need your help. Please watch my show.
We're going to have a telethon to get Chuck up into the 1%. Up into the 1%.
Yo, man, I love that.
Hey, why not, man? We can do it.
Let's get Chuck to the 1%. Wouldn't that be the most douchebag, narcissistic telethon ever?
And we'd probably make millions.
Yeah, let's help this guy get to the 1%.
We've got to help Sir Charles Kindness.
How
this
cool
poor
would that
guy.
Is your Porsche more than 3 years old?
Yeah, you know what?
Need a new Porsche.
Then
Chuck.
Then you can go and host a show at your house.
Right.
The Home and Garden Channel TV show.
That I hewned out of a rock.
Yeah, exactly. In Jersey. All right, you guys. Thanks, Chuck Nice, for being here, man. I really appreciate
it's
it,
a
man.
Pleasure.
Kirk Smith, thank you
for
coming by,
this
man.
Great.
This is Wasted Time, man. We'll be right back.
Never judge a book by the cover. Discover the soul brother with the Mechadon. Working brunette to blonde. I'm in the Edison con when I respond in full black. With us having the Vernon villains back to back. Amazing grace when I face the great paper chase. For real, it's long overdue, so I don't want to talk to you. I stroke the hell out of Mademoiselle who insisted every night she get her back twisted in the unlisted. I'm living through my son, so daddy see it this way. I want him in the NFL, his brother in the NBA. No doubt I'm with him.
And vitamins, irons in the niacin. Fuck who did I offend? Rappers sit back. I'm about to begin. Bow, foul, talk, you score. Never even walked the wall.
All right, you guys, we're back. This is Wasted Time with Tom E.
Jesse,
we're here. We're back. We got Brian Scalero.
Do you have the same dad? Both have the last name E.
Brian Scalero, everybody.
Hi.
He's getting wasted on Wasted Time.
Wasted Time.
Holy shit. Thank you, everybody. Good night. That was Brian Scalero. Brian Scalero, comedian, actor.
Yes.
Actually, you know, I know you've done. You're on Sullivan and Sons right now.
I'm not a contracted actor.
All right, so we shouldn't plug that shit.
I'm just saying, I don't know. They might have me back. They might not. I don't know. It's a weird position to be in.
But you have been on the show.
I was in 7 of the 10.
Wow. I mean, and you're not a reoccurring.
Well, I was reoccurring. But there's a regular,
but
and then
there's
reoccurring.
You as a reoccurring.
Oh, yes, they are.
So you're recurring, not regular.
I'm a recurring, not regular.
But you don't know if they're bringing you back. They've already renewed it.
My dad's not regular either.
Thank you. Good night.
That was great.
Bye-bye. All right. So they're still working on contractual issues on Sullivan's and Son.
I don't know. I have no idea what they're gonna do.
But you would love to go back. You had a good time.
I enjoyed working with Brian Doyle Murray and Christine Ebersole, especially the two of them, especially.
What about Steve Byrne?
Steve is a great guy. Yeah,
Steve Byrne. It's his show, right?
It's his show.
Did he actually write it? He
co-wrote the pilot,
and then they
and
take
came
over
up
from
the
that.
Guy. One of the creators.
So he's a creator. So he's getting he's paid just off of that.
No, he's a producer as well.
And then you did Stacked, which I thought was a pretty good show. But
thank you. I know the guy fought with the we had ran for 2 years, and the second year we had no promotion because the guy. One of the producers argued with the promotions department. We didn't have any commercials.
I mean, because they promoted the shit
out of the
it.
First season.
Yeah.
We didn't even need to. We went on after American Idol. We didn't even need to promote.
And it was you, Elon Gold.
And
Pam Anderson.
Pam Anderson. And Christopher Lloyd.
Lloyd. Yeah. I mean, holy shit. I mean, how can you go? I mean, that's a group of characters right there.
I enjoyed working with Christopher Lloyd. And it was a great time.
I mean, that right there, working with Christopher Lloyd.
That's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, that was nice. He would do takes differently. So each take I got to, he wouldn't change the lines, but he would do the delivery differently. So I would stay fresh with him. And I tried to make it fun for him, and I hopefully it did. You know, what's funny is that when he was on we were talking, and I said, hey, I didn't like how you killed the shoe in Who Framed Roger Rabbit? he was like, yeah. I was like, the shoe didn't do anything. It's not going to fuck up your cable car company empire. And then he put the shoe in the dip, and he killed it. And I said, I didn't like that. And he goes, I'm really sorry, bro.
Yeah, but you must have been so happy that you didn't bring up Back to the Future.
He did tell me that the second one is his favorite of the two sequels.
Really? Yeah, the third one was shit, man. We're flying in a train.
Yeah, I think he... Well,
was that the third one?
They go to the Old West.
But I think you like the second one out of the two last two.
I like the first one the best.
The first one's great.
Yeah, the second one got a little crazy with Biff's world and all that nonsense. But
yeah.
Whatever. But you're also in. I always get it wrong. I'm not even sure if I'm right. Is it DirecTV? What is the commercial? Is it Netflix?
I do a Netflix.
Netflix. That's the one
TV
when
commercial.
You're like, oh my God, he's wearing a wire.
He's wearing a wire. Yeah, yeah.
I love. Have you ever seen that commercial, Jesse? It's
yeah,
one
I
of
saw
my
the
favorite.
Commercial before I saw him on stage. I thought
wow,
that was awesome.
That's right. Well, I don't live here anymore.
It's so funny. Just that one line, man. He's wearing a wire. And they look at the guy like, what?
I just got an email from England. Is that my friend Haley? Is like, is that in England? I was like, ah, oh, thank God. Because you know, I could use 3,000 every 3 months.
You know what's funny is every time I bring up somebody's appearance on anything, and they're like, "Oh, really? They're playing that? What channel are they playing that on?" You know, like I haven't seen a check lately.
Yeah.
From who did I see? I saw Victor Williams, who plays Deacon on King of Queens.
Yeah.
He was at the comic strip one night, and I was talking to him.
Is he a stand-up?
No, he was here to see a show.
I heard through the rumor, through the grapevine, that he was trying really hard to be a regular, and they wouldn't give him the extra money
to
be a regular on King and Queens.
What are you really? Talking about? What, so he was a reoccurring? Well, he was on almost every episode.
Exactly, but they kept him reoccurring. They wouldn't make him a regular. I think that's racist.
That is, because his name was Victor.
Yeah.
If it would have been like Tony Williams, they totally would have done it.
It's not very fair.
But the point of that
was a regular.
He was here, and I whenever I meet somebody that's famous, first of all, like, you know, they get a million people going up, oh my God, you're Deacon, you know, they don't want to hear that shit, you know. So I had just seen an old episode of New York Undercover, an old episode of New York Undercover, which is a great hip hop cop show in the 90s, and he played this thugged out gangster guy on there. So I was like, hey, Victor, it's great to meet you, man. I'm a big fan, man. And he was waiting for me to go, Deacon! And I'm like, just saw you on an episode of New York Undercover. You know, all of a sudden he just leans down, like leaning up against the wall, like, really? So, you know, like he was all interested all of a sudden. Yeah, exactly. What are they playing? What are they running that on? Like, it's TV1. Writing with a pen. TV1, all right. Yeah, I think I saw it on BET, too. BET, all right, you know.
I was on a lot, and I saw Richard Mull, who played Bull on Night Court. I said, I just watched you on TV last night. He goes, what, America's Most Wanted? And he kept walking. I was like, wow, that guy's
he's quick.
He got screwed.
Why, was he not cast as a regular either?
No, he was a regular, but he should have been more successful than he was.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much it, man.
That's it. He was in a house with William Catt and George Wendt.
I saw him in...
Not the show house, the movie house.
I don't even know that
movie house.
How much younger than you are, me?
I'm 41.
Is that the one with...
Shoulder.
House.
With Great American Hero.
I know you're talking about... Greatest American Hero.
What, the TV show? Great American Hero?
Yes, the guy from William Catt from Greatest American Hero was the lead in House. And George Wendt, who was still on Cheers, played his neighbor. And it's Richard Mull played a Vietnam vet ghost who was told his kid. And it's a whole movie. It's a comedy.
Yeah, I remember that movie. I remember
really?
It. Yeah.
It was on HBO when HBO first started.
All right. Oh, well. Yeah. And you remember it?
Yeah. A lot.
Oh, yeah, man.
Not the TV show.
No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just explained.
if you weren't listening, I just explained this stupid.
You seem to understand.
Oh, my God. It's fucking great. Richard Mull. Who would have thought the night would turn to a conversation about Richard Mull?
Richard Mull.
Hey, how about, do you think, actually, what time is it, man? It's 11:43, so we're like a few minutes away from the end of the world.
Oh, is it really tomorrow's the end of the
world? Tomorrow's supposed to be the end of the world,
isn't
remember?
It possible they just like ran out of space?
Isn't
it possible that if they were smart enough to know the end of the world, they would plan the date of their own demise?
Yeah.
Is that on the fucking line?
They didn't see that coming.
They knew when we're gonna go.
Yeah, but everybody's. Did you ever get involved with the whole Y2K thing? Oh my God!
No, I knew nothing was gonna happen. I think everybody knew that we're talking about it so much they prepped for it.
Like, I think you think more people believe in it, or we just like to hype stupid shit up.
No, something's gonna happen only because everybody wants something to happen. But nothing bad's gonna happen to everybody. But something bad's gonna happen somewhere.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, yeah.
There's something bad happening right now.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's not this podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because this is gold,
this
everybody.
Where else are you going to hear about Richard Mull? You guys like, who? I'm like, Bull from Night Court.
Bull from Night Court. So everybody who who is not from New York City, you just had an experience with leaving your phone in a cab. You wanted to get angry. I'm ready.
I'm pissed. I left my phone in the cab because I was late for this spot. I had a 10:15 at Broadway Comedy Club. And at 10:50, not to be confused, with 10:15.
10:15. 10:50.
So I had to get here in 15 minutes. By the time I put my money in my car, because I realized the cab was going to be the only way.
I mean, are you really sitting there putting your phone down, though? I mean, it's not in your pocket?
I was concerned about being, when I realized I had only $15 left, I said to the guy, just take this. And I got out of the cab, and I left my phone in the car.
This guy has a national TV commercial, dude. He had $15 on him.
Things aren't good, man. they were good. They were very good. Now
I almost
want
to donate some of the money from my spot for your cause tonight.
This is going to be a concert.
But pretty much, and Bruce Springsteen and Billy Joel and Bon Jovi will all be there. You call them now. I guarantee you they were Lewis.
They're not going to be there.
Oh, no. They're the charity horse.
The guys are the banana splits.
The banana splits. I used to love that show.
Yeah, they're coming. They're performing.
I know you don't know about that.
I don't know about
that. But anyway, either way, if you're not from New York City, pretty much, you forget your phone in a cab. This is big money for cab drivers here. They thrive on it. They make
$24.
More money. They make more money off you losing your phone in their car than they do off of fares.
I'm so pissed.
What you do is he said, I was like, hey, you ready to go do the podcast? He's like, fuck, I lost my phone. I can't find my phone. He's like, fuck, I left it in a cab. I was like, all right, here's my phone. Call it. Yep. Call your phone. I was just waiting for him to call it so I could hear his phone ringing in the club somewhere. Somebody actually picks up. It's the cab driver.
Well, thank God the person in the back of the cab was like, hey, somebody lost their phone.
I mean, what kind of phone do you have? Is it a flip phone?
No, it's a fucking flip phone. Jesus.
I don't know. If they left it,
things aren't that bad.
If it was an iPhone, you're not getting the phone back.
It was a Samsung Droid.
Yeah, I mean, did you did they even say that this was a cab driver, or could it have been the passenger
that
has
your
phone?
Unless there's a lot of Africans walking around. That guy was the cab driver. He was very nice. When I gave him $15, he should have let me out the car right there. But instead, he turned off the meter and drove the extra block.
I mean, so what was your
fare? He's a very nice guy.
What was your fare on the way here?
It was with the extra dollar that they're tacking on now.
So you only gave him a dollar of tip?
Yeah, pretty much.
And he's coming back to bring you your phone.
Yeah.
He's going to give you a lecture when he comes back. He's like, you don't tip well. You give me that $24.
He doesn't even know what lecture means. it's just going to be, hey, here's my money I made, you fucking asshole.
That's big money, though, for cab drivers, man. They wish and hope that Jesse just lost his... If you've listened to our Christmas special on
you'll
Sunday
you'll understand
night.
Why I left my laptop in the back of a cab.
Yeah,
you'll have to listen to find out why he left his laptop in the back.
Story does not make me feel better.
No, dude. He just got this Apple computer.
Uh-huh.
4 days.
It's a lot of money. It's easier to lose a phone.
Well, it's definitely easier.
Yeah, I remember once I lost my couch.
What's more devastating? I lost my couch. The cab driver refused to bring it back to me for less than $50.
Who cares? I want my fucking phone.
Wasted time, everybody. This is. I don't even need the sound effects now. We got a sound effects guy.
That's true. Yeah, do sound effects.
As we speak, we're waiting for the cab driver to come back with his phone. Yeah. And Brian, rookie mistake, which you're from here, so you should know better. You told him how much money you had before he even came here.
I just wanted him to get here. And also, I knew the money that it took me from 53rd and 8th to get here in time was 15. I only had $10 more than that.
So the only reason you're going to lose money tonight is because you got to take a cab home.
Yeah. I got to take a cab to my car.
Yeah.
I need another drink.
you still got
it's a joke. Just a car.
Wasted time. So what are you actually, besides waiting for your phone, what are you doing nowadays?
Just waiting for my phone.
You just in town for the holidays? You live in L.A., right?
Yeah, no, I live in L.A. I've been here 12 years. Fucking God help us all.
I know. I mean, you're really sticking it out, huh?
Well, I mean, things were good. Things were really good from 2001 to 2008. So I'm just fucking riding it out.
And waiting for something to happen.
If nothing big happens, at least I like acting. If
you can't get anything here in New York?
My point is, did you ever talk to these guys we idolize? You know, these comics we idolize?
I'm talking to you.
You know what I mean. The guys who are in their early 40s and they're famous.
Yeah. Okay.
They're all fucking miserable, or they're doing something
Every
else.
Every comedian I know
so
is miserable.
So my point is, I'm just in L.A. trying to act. And I'll still do stand up, but I'm not going to. If I move to New York, if I move back home, and all I do is stand up.
You don't do stand up in LA?
I do. But my point is, I do some other stuff in LA. If I was just here, I'd be stand up and I'd be really unhappy.
But you would think that you'd be able to get acting. Where, I mean, this is New York City. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, and the three shows they have.
I mean, but how many episodes of Law and Order can you do? Kung Kung.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's nothing here.
You want to act. LA's place to go for it. So.
That's how I feel. Just trying to get work as an actor. I can always do stuff. I'm going to Seattle and Jersey and fucking, because they're right next door to each other.
Yeah, <it's just> Seattle and Jersey. And it's just a hop, skip, jump.
My tours are based on who's going to book me.
Right on.
So tonight he was at the comic strip and Broadway Comedy Club.
Seattle and Jersey.
And how long are you in town for?
Till the 10th.
Oh.
Yeah. When is this there?
You doing any New Year's Eve gigs?
No, I always take off New Year's Eve.
Really? That's like the big money night for a comedian.
If you're a crowd working comedian, there's probably a lot of fun. If you like doing jokes, then you're pretty much a crowd working comedian. So I was like, I did a few, and I was like, this is fun. But then it wasn't fun anymore. But I remember fights breaking out and fucking mayhem. And I was like, hey, how many times am I going to save a show?
Yeah, so but even it's good money on New Year's Eve. Yeah, not worth it.
But it's worth seeing your friends. You only live till you're fucking...
So you really go out and have...
I want to see my friends.
Get
I don't
up,
come here anymore. I come here like three times a year.
So yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you get, as long as you don't stop.
Halloween shows and New Year's Eve shows are basically the same thing, and they're both
Halloween. Halloween.
Halloween's always like, hey, what are you dressed as? Anything you freaking do with you?
What's your New Year's Eve resolution?
You have any lipstick? I'll give you $20. Stupid. Stupid.
Well, so fuck it, man.
You think my wallet's outside?
What?
Do you think my wallet's upset?
That your wallet's upset?
Do you think my wallet's upset?
Right now, yeah, because
you knew what I said, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Do you think my wallet's outside?
Outside?
Where the fucking
cab, fucking retarded right
where now? Where the cabs are. Do you think, do you think the cab brought my wallet here while we're down here doing this?
Your wallet?
Your phone? See, you're confusing me. It's your phone. You lost your phone.
Huh. I see.
I didn't understand why you kept saying wallet. I'm wallet. Like, what is he talking about?
Makes perfect sense.
But if he came...
I see your confusion.
And I raise you more confusion. No, because he said we gave him the number to the club. So he's going to call the club, and then Anna will come down and rescue you and bring your phone.
That's true. See a lot of stairs.
We've got it all planned out, man. We don't fuck our guests over, man. We have guests. When they lose shit, we're there for them. All
right.
Except when the host loses things.
All right.
Except for when the host is supposed to hit record or if he's got to carry a computer home. Yeah. Then we're in big fucking trouble. Did you totally just steal my pack of cigarettes?
This is mine.
No, those are mine.
Those are mine.
No, they're mine.
They're mine.
They're mine.
I smoke the same brand.
I know, and you have your own pack. You've been smoking mine the whole time. look at that. Again, now you see my confusion. Now, one more, a trickier question. Do you have my lighter?
I have the door.
Do you have my lighter?
No, I have the yellow lighter.
Who's got my
He's got the mustard lighter.
He's got the little blue one.
Not me. I'll check, because I've been wrong about two things. So
I mean, come on, man. Let's come on. 0-3. 0-3. Boom. We got orange. Come on. Somebody's got to do it, man.
Not me.
There's something here.
This episode of Wasted Time brought to you by Bic. No, that's not it. You stole somebody else's lighter. Oh, no. I got mine. My bad. But that's we did learn that you definitely... Somebody's going to be calling that cab driver right now looking for that lighter.
Fine. Hey, man, I got $24.
Like, you told the guy, like, when you do spots in New York City, man, as prestigious as you want to make it sound or how big you think it is, on a weekday, you make $25. You do a 15-minute set, you get $25.
Yeah, but the idea is to do a lot of them.
Yeah, see, I do one and done.
And then lose your wallet /...
And then but then you got to take cabs to other clubs and stuff, and then you end up in the hole at the end of the night. You walk home with $5.
If you lose your stuff, but if you plan it all out.
Even if you don't lose your stuff.
Yeah, because most of the clubs are downtown anyway, aren't they?
Yeah, like we're the only one Upper East Side.
Yeah, and there's what, one?
Then you
two,
got stand up on
the
Upper
west?
West Side, but then everything else is all downtown.
Yeah, so I mean, you book them all downtown, you're good to go.
Yeah, if you do that, oh man, forget it. I mean, you work them all, though, right?
There was a guy upstairs, I do a retarded joke, and then he goes, I work for special ed. Yeah, you've been in a bad mood way before that. Asshole. I worked with a ton of people for 10 years, and I even said that in the joke. He's like, I work with special ed. Fuck you.
All right, and first of all, they're retarded. They're not special.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, it's the call of the...
I fucking... Brian, fun. My wallet's here.
All right. Well, if you want to come back down, come back down. Brian Scalero, everybody. His phone has arrived, everybody. It's fucking magical.
Oh, man.
Look, he's still talking. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, man. That's a guy who wants to get his phone. It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, man. The cab drivers make all their money.
Oh, I can imagine.
Off, they would rather find.
She closed the door. I got to run
back. Oh, man. He's got to go through the front door, man. They lie. She
fucking locked him out.
They run down here to tell him his phone's so a cab driver waiting out in front of the club right now with this guy's fucking cell phone. They run down to tell him that the guy's here. He runs up the stairs. They locked him out of the club. Now he's got to run through the bottom of the stairs, go right back through the front of the club to the street to get his phone. I don't think we'll be seeing Brian back is what I'm...
Yeah, I don't think so either. At.
But...
That was awesome, though.
The 5 or 10 minutes that we did have, the guy is fucking... I mean, have you ever seen anybody more down on themselves? I mean...
No. That was fucking funny, though.
That was ridiculous.
Especially, he's doing things, man. He's on TV. He's fucking...
Every time I talk to this guy, he's so fucking hard on himself. It's unbelievable. Comics are just such a weird breed of people, man. It's just weird.
Because, I mean, you don't want to get too crazy about yourself. Then you look like an asshole.
No, but you know, there's a difference between being cocky... And a difference between being humble and a difference between being just hard on your fucking self. I haven't done shit, but I would never be that hard on myself. This guy's actually done movies, done TV shows, done commercials. I've done stand-up, and I'm not...
Great stand-up, by the way.
Oh, shucks. I fell down twice. I don't even need the sound effect. I think I got it perfect.
Do it again.
I fell down twice. You just kept making the twice.
Twice.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, rewind, go back one episode to our holiday special, and it'll be the best of Jess E.
Oh, that was brutal.
The best
brutal.
Of Jess E.
Oh, that's
great. I'm getting text messages left and right because I'm plugged
in. Well, actually, I mean, Ryan's in here. I think we had a pretty great show.
Yeah, of course. It's always
it was
great.
Amazing.
It's always amazing.
Amazing.
I mean...
What? See, that's why we got to wrap it up.
What I was wanting to say was about how fucking this guy was already wasted. Like, we didn't even have
Brian.
Get him wasted, man.
That's
like
why it's wasted time.
Exactly, man. So tonight it was Brian. So tomorrow we could be laughing about what Brian. We could do loops
Brian.
Of Brian's silly shit, man, and not fucking worry about
wasted
Jesse's
time.
I fell down twice.
Even though I have a feeling that's going to come up a lot more.
All right, you guys, we're going to wrap this up, man. Thanks for listening. If you're not, you suck.
You suck.
Check us out. We're on iTunes. Wasted time. Punch it in the fucking search engine, and you'll find us.
Yeah, you better listen to our shit.
And comment on that shit,
yeah.
Man. Because
coming for you.
We heart you.
Going to get you.
All right, you guys, I'm Tom E.
This is Jess E.
And thanks for listening and Wasted Time.
Have a good one.
Put up, put up, boom, boom, boom. Suckers wanna flow, but they got no show. So I'ma grab the mic, flip the script, believe the stun. Both shots to one that gets the job done. Mic check, I get paid to wreck the set. Get ready to check, cause I'm a threat to your fret. No host bar, incomplete move fakers. Best to lay the back of watch a girl, I might take her. If she the grab, I'ma diss her then slide. If she try to rip, I got my Smith on my side. Word to God, here I come to make way. Rugged and rock, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know who got the flow. Spitting my words like an automatic weapon. Suckers keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know. Get paid from the 90s. Like to play your little rascal out like Stymie. Get your flavor with my lifesaver techniques. Guaranteed to move freaks, and I'll go on for weeks. Maybe years if my peers give me ears to fill. Lick off a shot and act ill. Ball made and chill. See, I paid my dues. Now you can't tell me nothing. This is dedicated to the ones who kept fronting. The ones who try to diss and post high. Oh no, just cause you had low. See, now I got dough. And I'm paid up my rectum. Meaning my backbone. Grab the mic, flip.
match grip to your dome. Suckers, I kick them like Taekwondo. Yes, hello, from head to toe to let you know. Like honest, what's